All right, welcome back. Who's Talking? Special bonus edition, our last show of season four. And in my 4 years with Frank Maloney, I've learned many things, one of which is it's always football season. That's the one thing, as a former hoops guy, I've learned from Frank. And if it's always football season, it always means it's always recruiting season. So we have our special friend, Chris Horn from the Sabre, with us tonight, and he's going to bring us up to date on what's going on the recruiting front. Chris, glad you could join us.
Thanks, guys, for having me.
All right, Mr. Maloney, have at him.
Chris, are you ready?
I'm ready.
I doubt it. Here we go. All right. So have I heard correctly that Virginia has 14 or 15 scholarships to offer for the class of 2014?
Yeah, that's pretty much correct. I mean, that's in analyzing the numbers, even with counting attrition, or kind of forecasting what the attrition may be, it's going to be a small number. So I would say about 15's a good area. Of course, these things can change, can fluctuate depending on the amount of attrition, but I think that's a good number to work with.
All right. What are the top two positions of need for UVA football in that class?
My opinion, it's defensive tackle and defensive end. I think they could certainly use talent at both spots, and I think they have some talented players there. And a guy I'm looking forward to coming in and seeing this as a true freshman this year is Tyrell Chavis out of Verina at defensive tackle in particular. But I think those are two positions where Virginia needs to add depth. But they can also, they have some talented guys there, but they need some depth. And of course, and there's some talented in-state prospects certainly that they can land in this class.
Okay, so far UVA has 7 verbal commitments for 2014. Mm-hmm. Quinn Blanding, a 5-star safety. Stephen Moss, offensive lineman. J.J. Jackson, defensive end, outside linebacker. Gary Wunderlich, who's a legacy place kicker, one of the highest-rated kickers in the nation, 3-star recruit. Will Richardson, a defensive tackle, and I've heard rumors that he wants to come to UVA and enroll early. Kanane Brown, an outside linebacker. And Jordan Ellis, a running back from Georgia, 5'10 and maybe 200 pounds if he's got all his gear on. But interestingly, although Ellis split time with another running back down there in Suwanee, Georgia, he did have a 200-yard game in the playoffs, right?
Jordan. He shared carries in the offensive backfield this past season. There was one game in particular, though, that he had to carry the load, and he rushed for over 200 yards and 3 touchdowns. So that kind of gave perhaps a glimpse into what he can do. Although I think most colleges, or a lot of colleges, and of course the pros, certainly use multi-backs in the backfield. So, I thought Virginia coming into this class could use a kind of a bigger, bruising type, more traditional, possibly more type of running back, as opposed to some of the all-purpose type of guys that they've got in recent years, especially with Clifton Richardson moving on. And Ellis certainly fits that bill in terms of a guy who can run in between the tackles.
So far with this commitment of these 7 players, is Virginia halfway home, or do they take a couple of flyers here?
Well, I think at this point, it's kind of getting to the point. I mean, they have 7, as we've mentioned. They don't have too many scholarships, at least that's forecasted right now, in this class, and so I think it is going to be a small class. There's some, camp season just started up. They had a 1-day camp this past Saturday. And there are some key guys that are going to be making decisions probably here pretty soon, or at least by the end of the summer. So I think it's kind of getting to the time where, we'll see some new offers go out as a result of camps, and which, that certainly is a key place as well. You look at Maurice Kennedy, was a guy that the Virginia offered at a camp, and Virginia was one of the first major schools to offer him. And obviously he did so well his freshman year. But so Virginia's got, I think, about 3 more camps left to go, and we'll see if some new offers go out. But, just kind of play through the summer, and then, for those top guys, like an Andrew Brown out of Chesapeake, defensive lineman, then you kind of just wait and hope that those guys, fall your way later in the process.
Well, you just touched on something interesting. There are some really top-notch players that are, you know, highly rated, and everybody in the country are paying attention to them. Andrew Brown is one. Derek, is it Nnadi?
Derek Nnadi, yep.
Nnadi. Jeremiah Clark is a pretty good ball player. Mm-hmm. Deontay Holden.
Mm-hmm.
Cameron Phillips is pretty tough. And Tim Settle is very desirable. And Marcus Applefield. I mean, not to mention the two kids that were in town this weekend, Melvin Kine and Greg Stroman. So where is Virginia with some of those guys?
Well, you mentioned Tim Settle. He's actually a rising junior out of Stonewall Jackson, but he's a teammate of Greg Stroman, who was an unofficial visitor this past Saturday. He plays quarterback and cornerback for his team, and I spoke with his coach this morning. He has been offered by Virginia and Virginia Tech and consecutively over the past couple weekends, and he told me that they like him initially as a cornerback, but he's a guy that has potential, kind of has that athlete type label in terms of he could play cornerback, receiver, several different spots. He can really help you out with his athletic ability. And you mentioned Melvin Kane out of Gilman School, which is a school in Baltimore, which is a school that Virginia's had success in recruiting. Darius Jennings, and then more recently, Micah Kaiser's a linebacker coming in as an incoming freshman who I think could earn some playing time this year. But those guys, he's a guy that I remember watching the Good Counsel Gilman game last year, and he just came flying out of nowhere. I was very impressed with his closing speed on a particular play. So I think he's got a lot of speed. He's an outside linebacker, and Virginia's right there, I think, for him as well. Not necessarily the favorite, but I think they're right there with possibly Maryland, and he could be a guy that I was mentioning could decide early. And you mentioned Jeremiah Clark is a guy out of T.C. Williams in Northern Virginia, a guy with potential on both sides of the line, but he's going to play defensive line. It seems like that's kind of the consensus most colleges are recruiting him to play, Virginia included. Probably a defensive tackle, I would say, ultimately. A guy that really likes Virginia. Virginia and Penn State have kind of been the two teams that he's been highest on throughout the process. There have been some other schools that have come in, such as Miami more recently, Virginia Tech, more so Miami in terms of his interest, I think, at this point. But Virginia and Penn State right there. And then, of course, Andrew Brown, five-star prospect. You know, in recent reports, he hasn't spoken as highly of or included Virginia as much, you know, high on his list. But I think, you know, ultimately when it's all said and done, I think this could well come down to Virginia and Virginia Tech for him. And I think Virginia still remains very much in the mix for him. And he's just a phenomenal player in the same category as a Quinn Blanding in terms of a guy who can step in right away and make impact plays as a true freshman, a guy who's that capable as a defensive tackle, but he's also a guy that you can move outside the defensive end. So I think certainly he's the guy that I think right now is probably tops on Virginia's list, especially, well, of course, the fans definitely on the Sabre.com. They seem to be most interested in where Mr. Brown's going to end up going.
You're listening to Who's Talking. We're back on the air for our final show of Season 4, and if that voice sounds familiar, it's our friend Chris Horn from the Sabre, who's a frequent contributor and guest on the show. Chris, I'm just curious, you got Tom O'Brien and the other coaches back on the staff. How has that impacted the recruiting, if at all?
So far, not too much yet. I think they did a good job, though. You know, when the coaching change happened last fall, I think it was a little bit of a surprise, and I think there was a chance that Virginia could have lost several key guys in last year's class, such as a Malcolm Cook, possibly even like a Tyrell Chavis, guys who had grown really close with like Jim Reed and things of that nature. But, you know, Tom O'Brien came in, and I think a testament to Mike London's capability as a recruiter is he was able to keep the class intact and even add to it. He added some impressive offensive linemen at the end, such as George Adiosan out of Georgia and Eric Tetlow out of the Richmond area. So I think they were able to close strong, which I think you know, it's a testament to Coach London, but also perhaps you know the experience of the guys that came in. I think they certainly helped out. You know, I think getting Quinn Blanding was a big commitment, but it was big early on in this class. Getting a five-star caliber guy right away, I think, was huge in getting some momentum coming off a disappointing season and a coaching change. But so far, in terms of, you know, I think I think you may see more maybe on the field as opposed to recruiting in terms of the impact of the coaches they brought in, such as Tom O'Brien and John Tenuta. You know, I think Virginia.
And that's a good thing.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's going to be the key there. I think, and then you know the experience that they bring in that area as opposed to really recruiting. I don't think they're going to be negatives in recruiting by any stretch of the imagination, but I think. You know, you have Coach London, you know, Anthony Poindexter, even Marcus Hagans. Those guys are very very good recruiters who seem to develop really good relationships with players. So I think they're just fine as far as recruiting. And, of course, Chip West, who has done a great job in recruiting the Virginia Beach Tidewater area.
Chris, Corwin Cutler, a.k.a. Turtle, mm-hmm. Rumor has it he's going to go to FUMA, mm-hmm. Give him a chance to rehab his knee and – get his confidence back physically, and maybe get his studying under, get that headed in the right direction. What's happening with Tim Harris?
At last check, I spoke with Veronica Stu Brown. It sounded like everything was looking good as far as Tim making it to Virginia. He had gotten an SAT score that was a real improvement in what he really needed to do in that area. He had a really good SAT score. So it sounded at last check, it sounded like things were looking good as far as Tim being in Charlottesville this summer. Now, I will say that academic situations can be the most difficult to report because they can change. They are extremely fluid because you think you have a beat on something, and then it turns out to not be the case. But at last check, it sounded like he was looking pretty good to be in Charlottesville this year. And if he does make it, it sounds like, you know, from what Coach Brown was telling me, that there's a chance he could play as a true freshman. And he's a guy that, with his size and speed and athletic ability, could help at, you know, whether it's corner or safety. But they want him as a corner initially. So he's obviously a talented guy. You want to come in. But as of last check, sounded like it was pretty good that he would be in Charlottesville this summer.
There was a player at Fork Union who I have not heard much about. His name escapes me. The good news on Chavis, everything looked great there, and he's coming over. But there was another lineman, right?
There was Max Vallis.
Yes.
At a tight end, defensive end out of New Jersey. And I think he's solid to go as well to be at UVA this summer. And, you know, the thing, he's an interesting guy because, you know, Virginia, I think, needs some depth at defensive end and tight end. They still, at last check, wanted him to come in as a tight end. So I think that's where you'll see him in the preseason. But yep. He's a guy that was South Jersey Defensive Player of the Year by the Philadelphia Inquirer coming out of high school. And a guy that's real bouncy, great acceleration and quickness. A guy who I think could do very well at defensive end, but right now they're going to use his 6'5", 6'6", about 230-pound frame at tight end. But definitely a guy to watch, though. I think he's a guy that could contribute early on.
Chris, as always, we thank you for your insight, expertise, and we will have you back on in the fall early on to get the summer update as to what is taking place. But have a great summer yourself, and we'll look forward to visiting with you in late August or early September.
You too, and congrats on a great year, a great another year for you guys.
Thank you, Chris. Chris Horn, the Sabre recruiting analyst expert. This is our last commercial break tonight. Stay with us. We'll be back with some closing information and thoughts as we wrap up season 4.